If, as the cliche goes, every game is a must-win game, then just how big is this weekend's game? Hi there, Andrew Mason here from a snow-encased Dove Valley, where the Broncos have spent the week getting ready for a crucial game against the Cincinnati Bengals.
And this is must-win as it gets. So you got to show up and we got to go. And it's what you've worked your whole thing for. So got to go.
From this point on, it's a playoff game. So, you know, we're going to take that approach, you know, to the game this week. And hopefully guys will take heed to it and we'll come out with a W.
That's what it is. I mean, it is do or die. Every game out for us is do or die. So that's what we're taking it. We're taking every game here on as a playoff game.
So it's like a playoff game at home. That would seem to be an advantage for the Broncos, but they've lost three in a row at Invesco Field at Mile High.
It's crazy. I mean, you know, you look at what we did last year, I think we're undefeated at home. So, and that's something that we talk about at the start of each year is you've got to win football games at home.
It really doesn't matter. I mean, it's no advantage to anybody when you line up at home. It's really the only advantage you have is snap count. I mean, that's it.
Anytime you have an opportunity to play at home in front of your fans, it just makes it easier to adjust. It makes it easier to deal with the elements, everything that goes with it. And, you know, for us, our fans are the best in the world. And anytime we have an opportunity to play in front of, you know, our fans, it's a beautiful thing.
It's a definite advantage, especially with our fans, with the altitude, all those things. And so it has to be an advantage. And, you know, for whatever reason, we haven't gotten it done. I mean, we played some good teams here, but we have to somehow, some way, find a way to win the next two at home.
And just like many recent weeks, the Broncos have to contend with one of the league's most explosive offenses.
So you pick it, man. They have a series of weapons, starting at the wide receiver position. You know, who's Mazada? I think that's how you say his name. Chad on the outside doing his thing. And, you know, Rudy, you know, coming out the backfield. So you pick your poison. It really doesn't matter. They beat you in all different kind of ways.
With Chad Johnson and T.J. Houshmandzadeh leading the charge, the Bengals' receiving corps is as deep as it is talented.
We're great players. They got three or four of them that are pretty good. And, I particularly think their quarterback's a tremendous talent, and I think their running back is a physical, tough man. So I think they're really a good football team.
A very good football team that is reaching for the same prize the Broncos seek, a playoff berth.
It's right in our faces, but, you know, obviously nothing matters with next week if we don't take care of this week, and that's all we got to focus on.
It's pretty clear cut right in front of us, both teams 8-6 fighting for a playoff spot. And, you know, this is what you want, a chance in this time of year to be playing to get into the playoffs. And a lot of people say, you know, you would want home field, all that. You just want to get in the tournament, and then anything can happen.
Check our whole card. It's time to go.
And it's time for us to go, too. From here at Dove Valley, a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and for the rest of us, Happy Festivus.